Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk. TM Hyman Radio Live was cracking, everybody. It's Hump Day Wednesday. That dude, TM Hyman, welcome to the show. It is 9:01 out here on the East Coast, 6:01 out there with my friends in Santa Ana, California. That dude, Joe Smith, hanging out. What's cracking? Hey, tonight's topic, three relationship things that people discuss way too late in a relationship. If we only talked about these things ahead of time, we probably end up in longer, stronger relationships. Hey, we're getting into it inside Hump Day Wednesday. It's Wednesday, October 9th, 2013, and thanks for rocking. Hey, we bring in the urban male perspective tonight, and there's very, it's one that's very unique. I happen to be an urban male, just in case you couldn't tell. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. I'm not the only urban male on this program. We got urban females, but, you know, it is what it is. Professional, smart, intelligent, you know, and everything in between. Tonight, we're talking about three relationship topics that people discuss way too late in the relationship. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, tonight's program is being brought to you by Explosial. If you are looking for residual income, freedom, and an approved lifestyle, your answer is Explosial. Visit entertheopendoor.com for details. That's entertheopendoor.com for more details. We'll be right back. TM Hyman Radio Live.
What's happening, family? It's your girl, Dee Dee, your health and wellness representative here, telling you to turn up and stay down to the world's best internet talk show, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Yeah. It's like, I don't even know how to describe you. One in a million or something. You just promise you'll just say goodbye and baby, you could be the trainer. Gonna do your thing, as long as you work it out. Don't go easy, please. Money giving a disclaimer. For my pleasure, you're the one to blame. I fell so deep in love to accommodate my needs. So I'ma trust you with my body and my mind. And anytime I am unsure, I'm sure you'll clarify.
To the best at it, we are that crew. A real talk, real people, real times. Hey, and it's definitely real out there. Hey, President Obama's not playing. He's like, I shall not be pumped. I shall not be pumped. Get out of here. I ain't going nowhere. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. She's right with the president. Get out of here. I will not be pumped. Adam
Cebo
Boston, welcome to the show.
What it do? What's going on? Good afternoon in the morning time. And that's right, I shall not be pumped.
I got your back. No
doubt. President Obama.
Hey, itty bitty Plant City brings us the very hot chocolate, who also, I know she ain't being pumped. Welcome to the show.
Absolutely not. I thought I was earlier, but I definitely know I am not now because my God is always good. We will talk about that a little bit later in the show, but I am happy to be with y'all right now.
Church, hey, all the way live from the DMV. Hey, he real close to this crap that's popping off up there. But two, he shall not be pumped because he's steadily doing push-ups and taking shots. St. James.
Word is bond. And I'm about to get on my Grand Theft Auto 5. They start wilding out here, B. Straight up.
Right.
Straight Grand Theft Auto.
Hey, yes, sir. Hey, welcome to the show. Three relationship topics people discuss way too late. Hey, we're giving it to you tonight from the urban male perspective. That's just how we're bringing it. We're a minority on this show, but we're not scared. We just go real, and we're going to talk about it this Hump Day Wednesday. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. We want you to be a part of the conversation because we're about to go in. Hump
Let's
Day
go.
Is the day
yep.
that we bring it with relationships. And so tonight, three very specific things, and I think it's going to make good conversation, but we got to walk away at the end of the show with a balanced perspective and, like, some real takeaways, some takeaways that's going to make us think different and possibly do some things different at the end of the day. This is, like, the number one question tonight, and we are echoing somewhere. We're echoing, so, like, let's close some mics. Is being faithful a hard thing to do? Is being faithful, is a commitment really as difficult as we talk about it and make it? Is being faithful hard? That's
no.
one of relationship topics tonight. Number two, is arguing a natural part of every relationship? It damn sure seems like it. Is
yes.
arguing a natural part of every relationship? That's question number two. Number three, chronological age, is your significant other entitled to your social media passwords in a committed relationship?
Nope.
These are things we're going to talk about tonight.
That's going to get serious tonight, boy. Good gracious.
We're going to pause for the cause. Look, I paused just so y'all can ponder a little bit. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, the urban male perspective is popping off tonight. We'll be right back to your Ohio Radio Live.
Everybody put your hands together.
Right there, Cupid. DM I'm on the radio live. I believe that was the name. Was that the name of that joint?
Yeah.
Cool. Just want to make sure. I'm like, did I just draw a blank? Hey, three relationship topics people discuss too late. It's on and popping. Madam CeeLo Boston, Hot Chocolate, St. James, Hump Day Wednesday. Hey, the urban male perspective is what we promoting tonight. 917-889-3926. We want to hear from you. The first thing is being faithful as difficult as we actually make it. That's the first question. Is being faithful hard? That's the one question that I think when asked, it's pretty, you know, much cut and dry. Not a whole lot to it. It's a yes or a no. And so let's just go around the table with the cut and dry, and then we'll dive in. Is faithful being hard? Is being hard faithful, CeeLo?
No, it's not. Well, not for me, anyway. It seems to be a male problem.
Okay. Is faithful being hard? Is being faithful? Is being faithful hard? It's hard to say. So it's definitely hard for me. It's hard to say. Save. You're married. Is being faithful hard?
It can be challenging. It can be challenging. It can be a challenge.
Hot chocolate. Is being faithful hard?
I am not currently in a committed relationship, but when I was, I would say even when I was challenged, it was not difficult unless there were some underlying issues going on that were making me extremely angry and making me want to end that relationship. That's when it came into question.
Okay, see, and then for me, I don't agree with that for me personally, because, like, I'm not in a relationship now, like, but when I was in a committed relationship, well, I was committed anyway, even when things were going wrong, like, at home, like, I still, it's like when I'm in a relationship, I have tunnel vision, you know what I mean? Like, I might see somebody that's attractive, but they're not as attractive to me as if I were single. If that makes sense.
Okay. Okay. So let me just expound as everyone has responded, and I'll respond. I will say that I find I have found it difficult when I was in relationships. I think it was due to immaturity again, but to just cut and dry for me, yes. I have found, because I'm not in a committed relationship either right now, but I have found that when I was, it was difficult. Just to be clear, as we go deep, I'm not just talking about physical encounters, though. Many people limit their definition of cheating like to a physical encounter, but, I mean, if you really think about it, you know, most infidelity didn't just leap into a physical encounter. You know, I mean, you often, you know, worked your way into that encounter through those missteps that kind of led up to that, right? Those indiscretions that you overlooked, ignored, but led up to the inevitable. You know, those inappropriate, you know, tweets, those texts on Facebook, you had no business looking at the picture in the first place. You know what I'm saying? That have you been, you know, your ex when you're in a new relationship? Y'all know it. You know what I'm saying? Is it hard? Is it difficult being faithful? Let's be real.
Can I explain something?
Y'all talking about no, it's not no. Stop lying.
Can I explain
something? Really look at the big picture.
No, mine has a stipulation, but I'll let Sabe go first.
Okay, look, there's, and I always harp on this topic or on this angle because of the validity behind it. There's a science to why this is difficult for males when we are in relationships. I may have spoke about this before, and for listeners, I may have heard the first time, I'm going to say it again. The pheromones and the pheromones that men produce when we're in a committed relationship is something that only women can pick up on. And when they pick up on it, they react to it. And that's why we become more attractive when we're taken than we are when we're single. Confidence exudes pheromones and pheromones. So when we're confident in ourselves and we don't care about other chicks out there because we got ours at home, that draws them more to us. And then on top of it, it's a women thing also, the mental thing that plays with them, they don't want nothing that's already not wanted. So there's always a competitive factor that may come into it, a competitive streak that may show whether they're cognizant of it or not. And that's just my take on it, on why the foundation of the fidelity or the infidelity may be there, because it's something that's uncontrollable science that we have no handle on. We just have to deal with.
Hey, let's do this. Let's pause for the calls. We'll come back. The lady's sitting on the edge of their seat. They ready to respond. You're in tune. The TM Power Radio Live.
The truth.
On the other side, they're going to...
go.
Just go. Into the music. This is how we do it. All night. Breezing down the freeway. Just me and my baby.
I stare at the wall. Automatic weapons on the floor, but who can you call? My damn bitch, one who live by the code. Put this music shit aside, get it in on the road. Lot of quiet time, pink bottles of rose. Exotic red bottoms, soul body glitter than gold. Following fundamentals, I'm following in a rental. I love a nasty girl, swallow what's on the menu. That money triple up when you get it out of state. Need a new safe, cause I'm running out of space. L. Ray Jetson, I'm somewhere out of space. In my two-seater, she the one that I would take. We
vibing to the music. This is how we do it.
Pull up on the block in the drop top chicken box. Mr. KFC, DDS is in the watch. Living fast where it's all about that money bag. Never front you, take it there, it ain't no coming back. Top down right here is where she wanna be. As my goals unfold right in front of me. Every time we fuck our soul, take a hold of me. Addicted like boogie, that pussy be controlling me. That thing keep calling. Fuck maintain, boy, I gotta keep bowling. Pink bottles keep coming. James Bond, coupe, pop, clutch, 100.
Dive into the music. This is how we do it.
TM Hyman Radio Live. It is 9:29 p.m. here in Itty Bitty Plant City in the middle of Florida nowhere, but we always make it work. We are TM Hyman Radio Live. That dude, TM, Fave James, Madam CeeLo Boston, myself, the mature hot chocolate, as Fave James likes to call me. And next segment up is going to be TM, and he's going to bring us some of his new favorite things.
What's cracking, everybody? Two things. I'm not even sure it's my favorite thing, but two things in particular. One, I want to inquire about a favorite thing. Is this new OS update a good thing or a bad thing? I'm not sure it's my favorite thing, but it's a cool thing.
Oh, we must be talking to me.
Users. iPhone users.
Hold on. That's not fair because I have an iPad. That's not fair.
What you feeling about this new update?
I'll let the iPhone users say first.
Oh, okay. You told my team iPhone over here? It looks more pleasant, I guess, a little more vibrant in color, softer on the eyes, so to say. But, I mean, you know, it's cool. You know, I get used to some of the look of things. You know, the iTunes Radio, I'm still trying to figure that out. But, you know, I mean, it's cool. I ain't got no beef with it. It looks better than the Galaxies and Buds and stuff.
Hey, like my number one favorite thing right now though, I'm into like throwback things. And so who remembers the Lex Bubble? I mean, we call them bubbles. I mean, when they first came out, like
the Lex
bubble
Bubbles,
back.
The GS300.
Yes,
sir. We remember the Lex Bubbles. Hey, for all you Lexus, you know, lovers. And I was one, although I never owned one. I love driving them. Hey, the 2013 Lexus GS 350. That base is coming in at $50,000, almost $51,000, but it's real chic. Google the 2013 Lexus GS. When they took the bubble backs away, I kind of, you know, gave Lexus a thumbs down. But this new Lexus GS350 has a real chic look. It's coming at you in the front like the Batmobile, but it still has that real pristine, you know, chicness about it that only Lexus can do. So my favorite thing jumping off tonight, Hump Day Wednesday, again, is this new iPhone OS. It's kind of freaky. The colors, you know, I ain't too fond of the colors, but I like the whole, you know, they done went robot on you with the software. Yeah. It looks like a robot phone. So I'm digging it because, you know, I think that's where we headed. We becoming more and more futuristic. So big up the iPhone. I'm a user. I'm maxed out. I'm sold out. I can't go back, unfortunately.
Can't go back.
Can't go back.
Well, I'm straddling both sides, so to speak. I have an Android phone, but I do watch. Hey, no, absolutely not. No voyeurism over here with my technical issues or items. But I do have an iPad, and I guess I do agree also that it's softer on the eyes. I don't know if it's better. Like, I don't. All they did to me was just change the colors and, you know, give me a password requirement now that I didn't necessarily have before besides sliding it for the protection of, you know, I guess the unit itself. So to me, it didn't really do too much.
No doubt. Well, we are off of the products. Hey, if you're interested in advertising your product right here on TM Hama Radio Live, your product, your business, any type of service you got, hey, we can help to pop it off. Hey, jump on it. Drop us a line right here, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Somebody get back at you. Real talk, real people, real times. It is the favorite things on TM Hyman Radio Live. Hey, we'll be right back with more. We're going to keep this conversation.
You see this motherfucker? Blessings, lightning. I see elephants house on the bow of a sailing lady, docked on the Ivory Coast, Mercedes in a row, winding down the road. I hope my black skin don't dress this white tuxedo before the Basquiat show. And if so, well, fuck it, fuck it, because this water drowned my family. This water makes my blood. This water tells my story. This water knows it all. Go ahead and spill some champagne in the water. Go ahead and watch the sun blaze on the waves of the ocean.
Dope boy still smelling like cocaina. White boat, white road, can he be more cleaner? The oil spill that BP ain't clean up. I'm anti, Santa Maria. Only Christopher we acknowledge his wallet. I don't even like washing pins in my pocket. Black card go hard when I'm shopping. Both docks in front of her never saw. If it wasn't for these pictures, they wouldn't see me at all. Whole world's in awe. I crash through glass ceilings, I break through closed doors. I'm on the ocean, I'm in heaven. Yacht, Ocean 11.
Elephant house on the board of a sailing lady. Docked on the Ivory Coast. Mercedes in a row, winding down the road. I hope my black skin don't dress this white tuxedo before the bus got sure. And if so, well, fuck it, fuck it. Because this water drowned my family. This water makes my blood. This water tells my story. This water knows it all. Go ahead and spill some champagne in the water. Go ahead and wipe the sun away on the waves of the ocean.
Me and Tata's like Pablo and Papa. Winding dirt roads on mopeds, feeling open. Welcome to the Magnum Opus, the Magna Carta, the best selling author to code it. Yeah. On a holiday playing strange fruit. From a maker to a Billy, I can't take the same route. Swoosh, that's the sound of the border. Swoosh. And that's the sound of a baller. Muhammad Hovi, my back against the rope. The black made back, I'm back inside the boat. Shepard Ferry, they finally gave me some hope. Can't believe they got a nigga to vote. Democrat, nope, so dope. The troubled waters had to learn how to flow. On the ocean, I'm in heaven. Yacht, Ocean 11.
Elephant house on the bow of a sailing lady. Docked on the Ivory Coast. Mercedes in a row, winding down the road. I hope my black skin don't dress this white tuxedo before the bus got sure. And if so, well, fuck it, fuck it. Because this water drowned my family. This water makes my blood. This water tells my story. This water knows it all. Go ahead and spill some champagne in the water. On the waves of the ocean.
TM Hyman Radio Live. Yo, that was I'm sorry, Frank Ocean and Jay-Z.
Joint Rock.
Yeah.
I love that. Yes, I'm told, like, that is my favorite off the album. Well, next to
that's some barbecue board. Music. That's cookout music right there.
I know, right? Well, welcome back. Welcome back. It is 9:38 p.m. over here on the East Coast and 6:38 p.m. on the West Coast. If you're just joining us, we were in the middle of a conversation. Relationships. Like, okay, is it hard to cheat? The consensus seems to be, yes, it is hard to be faithful. It's not hard to cheat. I don't know, guys. I still feel like, I don't know, you can have tunnel vision. It just really depends on where your mind is. I mean, a lot of people, when they get in a relationship, can sometimes feel like they could be missing out, you know, on what else is out there for them. But then they don't really think about when they were single, how they were like, they got sick of being single, hence how they ended up with somebody. So, like, that's where I guess I don't make the connection, because it's like, if you want to be single, stay single. Then don't deal with anybody. But everybody needs somebody, so I guess it's like, what
right.
How do you come back?
I think that's the dilemma. I think that's the dilemma. There are people that really are enjoying being single, but the reality is no one wants to die old by themselves. No one wants to die, you know, alone. You know, I mean, like you said, everybody needs somebody, but at the same time, you really, you know, be like, damn, I wish they'd go on a vacation for a few weeks.
So I'll call and pick some days.
You know, it's like you like these sneakers, but then when the new sneakers come out, you drop them other ones to go get the brand new sneakers. You stand
right.
In line for them.
I think my response was more so directed towards a time when maybe you are having very serious issues in the relationship and you're thinking about splitting up. At that point, staying faithful to me or being less tempted to be faithful, more tempted to be faithful is the dilemma. Like, you know, when you, God forbid, find out that the other person is being unfaithful or that, you know, there's things that they've kept away from you that you're just now finding out that aren't conducive to, you know, you maintaining the relationship that you have. At that point, you start thinking of all kind of stuff, and that's just real talk in real time. Like, you can't say that you don't think about, you know, dang, you know, shorty that I met 2 weeks ago is looking real good right now as far as, you know, the time that I'm spending here with this knucklehead while he's doing XYZ, and, you know, I'm really trying to keep things together.
But let me ask you this, then. Let me ask you this. What if they're doing everything right, and you just, like, you know, you just want to play in the grass up on the other side of the fence. You just want to hop the fence and play over there, and then come right back.
Well, don't get mad when we come to cut the grass. I mean, it's just like, you know what I mean? It's like, well, don't get rid of me. Caught me cheating. Like, if I catch you in the grass playing and I got the lawnmower, don't ask me to stop going. I mean, it's like, yeah, don't
that's real.
No, listen. I'm not talking about on a man's perspective. I'm talking about for females too. Don't sit up there and act like y'all completely complacent
and totally happy with that male counterpart
for like a whole 15 years that y'all been with them. Don't front like y'all never had a come across your mind. I wish, you know what I'm saying, I wish I could just get a break from this dude for a second. Just,
no,
you know,
and
let me see
and you're absolutely
like,
right.
And come right back home.
You're absolutely right. It's been a thought, but that at that point you weigh out, is it really worth it to risk what you have? Like, is the grass really greener over there, or is it just greener because it's fertilized with BS? Like, your grass can be...
I think that's where the discrepancies come into play. I'm pretty sure you're all used to the old adage about how males are more physical and females are more emotional when it comes to relationships. And that holds, I'll say, 85% true as far as my standpoint as men. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we find out that you're messing around on us, we'll be more prone to call it quits because somebody else entered our territory versus you having some kind of mental connection with the dude. We can get over that part. But as soon as he puts his hand in the cookie jar and tastes that cookie, it's a problem with us. But and I'm saying it may not be the same with women, but if you guys are in a more involved relationship, I've seen more cases show that a woman would more likely take the male back because there was no mental connection versus the physical. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's think about this. So we're going to pause and get ready for, you know, health and wellness coming up. Because when you talk about relationships and encounters, you know, a lot of times it's just flings. You know, it's one night stands. It's that, you know, that
right.
Wham bam thank you bam. You know,
right.
So health and wellness is
something
that we really need to focus on. You know, when it comes to STDs and AIDS and children out of wedlock and all of that. But this is the question I pose. You know, even for those people who are genuinely, authentically strong, you know, and those who are faithful. You know, opposed to those who aren't faithful. You know, if you are stronger, indeed, you know, what makes you so strong? Is it a strong, like, moral resolve? Is it a code? Is it ethics? Or do you simply have more willpower, you know, than your cheap-prone counterparts? You know, we're going to dive deep when we come back. We're going to pause and be right back. Up next, Health and Wellness Live out of Virginia. Didi, we'll be right back. Team Hama Radio Live.
So fat, I need a lap dance. Somebody tell the waitress, bring some racks in. The strippers running to the pole when we back in. Off go, Trinidad, change on my accent.
Hey, it's me, yo. It's me, yo. Walk up in this business, I'm up and I leave.
Okay, I walk up in this
Christmas Eve, ho. I tell her like them pimps, we gon' get rich, you just believe, ho. I make them gator back the main coach a pet peeve, ho. I guess that's just me, ho. Asian chick named me, ho. Do her dish, do my beef. Then you come do me, ho. I be on that, represent where you born.
Hyman Radio Live, tonight's topic, three relationship topics that people discuss too late. We'll keep that conversation going. But first, all the way live, I think she's coming out of Portsmouth, Virginia, Chesapeake, Norfolk, somewhere out there in Hampton Roads. It is Demeriqua. Dee Dee, coming to you live out of PA tonight. Health and wellness.
What's happening, family? What's happening? It's good to be back.
Hey, Dee Dee. Welcome back.
Hey, everybody. It is good to be back to bring you the TM Hyman Radio Live Health and Wellness segment. I did hear a little bit about what you guys were talking about, and I'm not talking about STDs and things of that sort this week.
What?
Because I figured it was probably good to start the month of October off with a little bit about
breast cancer awareness this month
is breast cancer awareness month. I'm sure everybody has seen the pink all around, wearing pink. They're talking about pink, they're talking about breast cancer awareness, and we just want to make sure that everybody is informed, as females and males, because, yes, men can get breast cancer as well.
Yes.
So tonight,
yes,
I just want to, you know, give you a little bit of background, a little bit of history on the Breast Cancer Awareness Month, how it began a little bit, and some facts about breast cancer in our country, some good news in regards to breast cancer, and some resources that, you know, we can share with the listeners if they want to get some further information as far as some testing and things of that sort. So back in 2009, the National Breast Cancer Awareness Month celebrated their 25th anniversary. So they've been doing this for a while now. And since its inception, it's been the forefront of promoting awareness for breast cancer and has evolved along with the National Dialogue on Breast Cancer. Now, today, the NBCAM recognizes that all great strides to make breast cancer awareness treatment, but should be a any area that serves. NBCAM remains dedicated to educating and empowering women and men as well to take charge of their own breast health by participating regularly with breast exams to identify any changes, regular scheduled visits, mammograms, healthcare provider, and adhering to prescribed treatment and knowing the facts about any of the occurrence. That's why on the third Friday in each year consists of National Mammogram Day. The first president, good president, and on this day, and basically throughout the month of October, we want to promote and encourage women go get mammograms and make them. So I give you a little bit of history on what age you should be, information on what age you should be to go ahead and start getting those tests done. If you celebrate National Mammography Day on October 8th.
You're going in and out. You're breaking up. You're breaking up.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. I want our listeners to make sure they hear me. Okay, hopefully you can hear me a little bit better.
Yes,
a little
we
bit
can hear you.
Really now. Okay. Getting regular screening tests is the best way for us to lower the risk of dying from breast cancer. Screening tests can be can find breast cancer early. Y'all might have heard about Angelina Jolie, and she had breast cancer, a screening test done, a type of cancer screening test done, and she found it early on because it plagues her family. So she had some things done and went ahead and had the whole process taken care of so she could lower her risk of the chances of getting breast cancer, which is a good thing, some people say, and some people say it's a bad thing. Needless to say, it's definitely recommended, and it makes the chances of survival much more higher when you go ahead and get screening. So you want to start at the age of 40 for women. And at the age of 40 going forward, you should get screened for breast cancer every year. Women under 40, you want to get screened if you have a family history of breast cancer or if there are other concerns that you discuss with your doctor or you find doing your self-breast exam, you find some issues going on. And again, men, this is for you as well. Now, just a little bit of facts about breast cancer. I'll just drop a couple on you real quick. 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. And that's big, 1 in 8 women. Breast cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer in women, and it's the second leading cause of death among women. Each year, it's estimated that over 220,000 women in the United States will be diagnosed with breast cancer, and more than 40,000 of them will die from breast cancer. Although, again, it is rare in men, but it does take place, an estimated 2,100 men will be diagnosed with breast cancer, and approximately 400 of them will die each year from that. Now, I just wanted to drop a little bit of information for our African-American listeners, just in case you didn't know. You might want to, be a little aware that it's the most common cancer among African-American women. It's the second leading cause of cancer death among African-American women, and that's exceeded only by lung cancer. And this year alone, it's estimated that 27,000 new cases of breast cancer and 6,000 deaths are expected to occur among African-American women. Breast cancer incidence in African-American women is lower than white women overall. However, for women younger than 45, the occurrence is higher among African-American women than they are in white women. So, again, my sisters and my African-American listeners, it definitely plagues us. So please be mindful, get that screening done because it's very important. Don't think it can't happen to you just because it didn't happen to another family member. But the good news, however, is in recent years, perhaps coinciding with the decline in a prescriptive hormone replacement therapy after menopause, because that's normally what you do after menopause, they've seen a gradual reduction in female breast cancer incidence among women age 50 and older, which is a great thing. The death rates for breast cancer have been declining since 1990 due to just the screening process alone and the fact that there's early detection. So if you can catch it early, do some preventative maintenance, you can stop that cancer, and most people go into remission, which is a great thing. If we increase the awareness about it, continue to talk about it, dig it up in the month of October like we do, and we can definitely catch it before it gets, any worse and see that decline go down even more. So here's some resources for our listeners that they can use to find out further information to pass on or if they need it for themselves. The Susan G. Komen Foundation, definitely. Susan G. Komen is, I'm sure she's worldwide known for breast cancer. You can contact them at the www.coleman.org, and they have their number listed on their website if you want to call and speak with someone. The American College of Radiology, www.acr.org, their number is listed as well. You can go for further information. And also the Food and Drug Administration and the National Cancer Institute also has our resources that you can use for further breast cancer information. So if you don't know any screenings, this month a lot of your community centers, your YMCAs, things of that sort, some of your churches are giving out free screenings. So look into that. Your social services department are also giving out free screenings. So women over 40 or women, if you're detecting something when you do that home self-breast exam, please go and get that free screening and get that checked out. And, again, I greatly appreciate the opportunity to come back with a great topic of breast cancer on this Health and Wellness Wednesday. And thank you, family. It's so good to be back talking to you guys and listening to you guys. And I'm just excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thank
we
you.
We love the info. We definitely need it.
That's crazy.
Compared to your, you know, your sinner counterparts.
Who had a
Nobody
had a
said
fire.
Y'all were sinners.
Hold on, who had a fire going
this is
on
true.
In the background?
This is true.
Lord Jesus. Fire.
Lord Jesus.
I'm going to know.
But no, it's not necessarily, it is. Morality is a big part of it because when you're in a committed relationship, you're supposed to be faithful. So, of course, you want to do the right thing. I personally am the give it all until I have no more and the writing on the wall is just so big in font and extra clear that if there's nothing else that I can do to keep the relationship afloat, then, you know, you have to have that difficult conversation where you end the relationship before you stray. And that's a big part to me because I've been cheated on. So I try my best in any committed relationship that I'm in to be faithful till the end. And, I mean, the end, like we're both agreeing that this is not going to work anymore and we're going to go our separate ways.
Well, let's bring Dee Dee into this conversation, who has to answer the question that we asked at the top of the program. You know, Dee Dee, from your perspective, you've been married, you know, and God bless, you know, your husband today, who's no longer with us. But overall, married or unmarried, was being faithful difficult? Was it hard? Yes or no?
You trying to put my business on First Street?
Let me actually okay, you know what, maybe I positioned that incorrectly.
Let me start there. I'm gonna answer that question.
Okay.
Because I'm gonna say this. A lot of people when they get married, they think that is the opportune time to begin an affair. Okay, we're married, we're going to be married, but I can start this affair on the outside. I heard so much and saw so much of that when I got married as before when I was single. It blew my mind. So, you know, however, of course you're supposed to be faithful, especially if you get married for the right reasons. I mean, being faithful should not be a problem in the first place. If you get married,
yes,
if you're
no.
go
yes,
answer
yes,
the
no,
question.
Was it
yes
hard
no.
being faithful? Yes or no?
It was difficult.
Is that a yes?
Thank you.
It was
Thank
a challenge.
You. Thank you.
Is that a yes?
Oh,
is that a yes?
Okay.
Can we talk about
yes.
what the specific
oh,
challenges
my goodness.
Are?
Huh? I want to know. Is that Look. Why the smoke detector is going off? Whose smoke detector is going off?
Oh, no, that's my drive. Jack is still here?
Handling, he's handling his household duties at the same time, multitask.
Yeah, my bad, you turned it off. Yeah, I told you I can't hear it in another room. My fault.
Yeah, that's a lie detector. I don't know.
She said that's a lie detector. Oh, my God.
More poverty is lying. Okay, but no.
All right,
yes, it was a challenge. It was a challenge being faithful and being married again. I'm just going to go back and stand on if getting married for the right reasons. If you get married for the wrong reasons, it because I can honestly say I know my reasons. It made it challenging for me to be faithful in my marriage.
Getting married
right.
and staying married for the right reasons, because not all couples stay together for the right reasons. They're
right.
underlying
right.
issues. So.
Absolutely, and so I mean, again, I think for the majority on this particular call tonight has agreed. The majority says that it's difficult, you know, being faithful in a relationship. But I think what Dee Dee said is real. You know, you got to get married for the right reasons. And even though this sounds stupid, I know everybody can think of at least one couple that falls under this umbrella. You have to like and really be in love with the person that you've committed to. You know what I'm saying? Because
gotta be your best
that actually commit, they commit. And they really don't even like each other, but, you know, they got tired and figured this is the right thing to do. That's not the right reason to get married.
That's
yeah. Or you have kids together.
Right, exactly.
Even though that I come from the land of, you know, the faithful, I'm not saying I've never cheated. I'm not saying I've never cheated. I'm saying that I, yeah, choose not to for the most part. But I am no good at long-distance relationships. Now, that...
Yeah, I mean, that's a setup. That's a setup. Long-distance relationships is a setup.
If we're not in the same area, I'm sorry. It might happen. Now, there, I might cheat. Yeah.
You know what? No, I disagree. No. Hold on, because I'm currently in that situation, and I think that is the most that is the biggest test of my faith and faithfulness that I am experiencing, which I think is good, because I mean, if I can do it when you're here with me, you know, come on. But I mean, yeah, I can see it being definitely easy because you're not there. They're in a different place. But
you know that is difficult. That is difficult because just like you know. She just gave her perspective on it. You just spoke on it. But I actually just kind of, you know, agreed to walk away from, you know, something that was long distance. Because really, she was really struggling with it.
Right.
Because
how about this? If you and I are on the phone, you done got me all worked up. But you, like, 4 or 5 states away. And then I go to the corner store and I see this fine, you know what?
Lord.
I heard that's when you're supposed to have your magic bullet on hand.
And the rabbit, right?
Yeah.
The rabbit, the dolphin, yes, honey.
Okay,
whatever floats your boat, whatever animal you like. But I heard that's when that comes into play, right?
When
it's supposed to come into play, CeeLo.
That don't come into play. That's supposed to be when y'all together. Bring the toys out then. I don't want the toys by myself. It made me mad.
Hey, we got to keep this conversation going. We got to push it along. Hey, the next question tonight that we typically ask way too late or really understand is, you know, is arguing something that's going to always be a part of a relationship? Is that something that just comes, the arguing piece? Hey, coming up momentarily, we have Entertainment National News live out of Charlotte. We're going to pause for the calls, come right back. Hey, is arguing always going to exist in a relationship? Is she going to nag all the time for real? We'll be right back.
Oh.
Team Hot Radio Live.
Men nag too. Men
all
nag
they talk about is dollars. Damn. You ain't talking to the man, holla. Two doors in the air. Let me be celebrating, put your cups in the air.
Let me be your hand.
Your girl is my biggest fan, windmill. Lil Tunchin is where my skateboard. I jack a queen, I don't play cards.
Let me
see
your
hands up like a you know, in your face. Give me her combination, I'ma put my tongue in her safe. And if the time is wasted, I'ma clean it up like a maid. Make your woman ill safe, Weezy F is a grave. Sweating me like they've been in the desert for days. They say the best kept secret is kept in the grave. New coupe is a dog, no roof on it. Diamonds sparkle in my mouth, Bluetooth, homie. Yeah, to say the least, Twisted beat is a beast. And my homies got that work, they're unleashing them keys. Hands up in the air, like we don't care. In that truck, fish,
all we wear. All they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to the man, holla.
Hey yo, pass that crown to the real queen. You know the girl get it poppin' like a pill fiend. I got little bunny rabbits in my backyard. So fuck a funny style fraud tryna act hard. You my son, no daddy, you a bastard. Plus you got mad miles on your verge card. Nah, I can't work with none of them. They talk slick, then wonder why I be sunning them. I said, I'm a mogul, yes, I am global. I don't do burns, but yes, I am noble. Every interview, yes, I am their focal point. But I don't give a boink. Ain't going nowhere like horses in a stable. Bitch, I'm in the mansion, flossing, clicking cable. Now with my bad, we're pretty James. Put that ass and let the flip.
All they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to man, holla. Two doors in the air. And if you're celebrating, put your cups in the air.
Let me see your hands up one time.
Navajo, she looking half Cherokee. Rolled down on her when I used to have a Cherokee. Now it's Bugatti, haters keep getting body. Talking can't breathe, hoodlums all in your lobby. I can tell by your shoes that your ponytail new. Tell how you move, I see a summer jam too. Tell by the jewels, I'm a 100 grand dude. Really a lot more, I'm talking Channel 4 News. Like how they better duck, bulletproof in the truck. Crossing the pies, I got it, ran out of luck. Riding in the road till you know it's that done. New crib looking like Kim.com.
All they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to man, holla. Two dogs in the air. And let me celebrate and put your cups in the air.
About it whenever, whatever. I'm smoking on strong. This is that steroid era. Got my leather on, looking like Thunderdome. I got your girl at home. She got that Thunderdome. Let me see you touch the clouds. We can shut it down from the dirty south. Muzzle on my mouth. Roof. I'm a dog. I admit it. I pick your girl up like it's a calisthenic wall. If she throw it at me, I'ma catch it. Let me see you press your weave if you wreck. I see you do your thing when you're dancing. Now let me see you do your thing on the mattress.
All they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to the man, holla. Two dogs in the air. Oh. And if you celebrate and put your cups in the air.
Let me see your hands up one time. Let me see ya, let me see your hands up one time. Let me see ya, let me see your hands up, hands up, hands up. Let me see your hands up, hands up, hands up.
All they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to the man, holla. Two dogs in the air.
Oh.
And if you celebrate and put your cups in the air.
T.M. Hyman Radio Live, we're back. This is your boy, Faye James. We here with T.M. Hyman himself, the very mature Hot Chocolate. And we have Madam CeeLo Boston coming to you guys live and direct. We're tackling this subject about... You got to check in, you know what I'm saying? We're handling these topics about things that we're talking about too late in the relationship after everything's already kicked off. But before we jump into that, let's jump into some international news and notes going on coming to you live.
What's up, world? What's going on? It's Madam Boston bringing you entertainment and national news. But first, let me ask you this. Are you looking for a steady stream of residual income, freedom, and improved lifestyle? Well, Explosial is your answer. So visit enterthedoor.com. for the details. Again, that's enterthedoor.com for details.
The open door.
Now, open. What did I say?
Door.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Enter the door.
Open door. What did I say? You said, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Enter the
open door. She was still talking about Boo coming in the door after, you know, all of that. But I digress.
Yeah. Enter the open door.com. Okay, so look, well, let's get into entertainment and national news. All right, so look, we are day 9 of the government shutdown, and I just wanted to give you guys maybe just a couple of things that are being affected by the shutdown, IRS-wise, some things that we're just not going to be able to do while the shutdown is in place. Let's see, one of the things are pre-clearances, you know, like when people are going for security clearances and stuff like that. Those aren't being able to be done. No third-party transcripts are available for those of you, for your tax attorneys and so forth. Like, they can't get, you know, transcripts, like tax information transcripts. But guess what? Your lien and levies, letters and stuff, those are still coming because it's on an automated system. Let's see. Some other things, the tax court is closed. And those of you who, like, filed amended returns, there'll be no returns being processed until the government shutdown is over. So, yeah, it's not any fun this week for taxpayers, the IRS, or any of those listed. Okay, now let's go to some national news. Did you guys hear about, and I got this from CNN, there's a brain-eating amoeba found in a Louisiana parish. Actually, the DeSoto, Louisiana. Now, this particular district serves about 5,000 people. And the parish is set to flush the water system for the next 60 days with extra chlorine. So you guys in Louisiana, you may taste a little difference in your water. It's saying that the water is safe to drink, but to keep it away from nasal passages. So, yeah.
Mama Zuma's revenge type joint or something?
I don't know. I don't know what that is. They haven't figured out exactly what has caused the amoeba to even be able to surface or to even survive. I mean, because there should be enough chlorine in the water to kill them in the first place. But, you know, I guess not. But then what's crazy, how about this? On the other side of the world, and I got this from NPR News, human rights activists are suing the UN over a lawsuit.
I saw that.
Yeah, they're suing the UN over cholera that killed like thousands of Haitians. And to date, approximately 8,400 Haitians have died. And they're saying that it's pretty much like 1,000 deaths a year since 2010. Now, the UN, they're saying that they're thinking, excuse me, the people that are suing, rather, are claiming that, you know, once the earthquakes happen and the UN soldiers came over to help build back up, that they brought, you know, the cholera with them. And, you know, even former President Bill Clinton had said, you know, that the sanitation system that was there amplified the outbreak because, you know, they have such a poor sanitation system. But as of right now, the UN has a $2.2 billion plan to improve the sanitation supply and to provide clean water. You know, yeah, you can't – the water supply is the one thing that, you know, you can never be too sure of. But, you know, you can only be as safe as you're allowed to be on that one. Okay, how about this? So let's go into some entertainment news. Halle Berry and her husband, they welcomed in their bundle of joy on Saturday. They had a son on October 5th. Congratulations, Halle. And her husband, Oliver. Yeah. Okay, let's see. Oh, hey, in Houston, in West Houston, actually, Raekwon is going to be headlining all hip-hop CMJ Music Festival on October 17th. You guys can check out SOBS.com for, you know, ticket information. And it looks like the general admission is $20. But like I said, you know, check out the website, SOBS.com, you know, for further information. And, hey, do you guys remember the lady in Notorious, the one that played Faith?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, her name is Anthony Smith, and she can really sing. Like, I can talk with her for a minute. Right. Well, she just released a new single called Hold Up, Wait a Minute. Right now it's just available for listen on SoundCloud. But it will be available on iTunes on October 22nd. Y'all need to check that out, though. I think you'd enjoy it. Hold up, wait a minute. Yeah, she does. That's probably why you have a hard time paying attention to people's body parts.
I'm paying attention to detail. I'm just saying.
Okay, another one of one of my favorite artists has just released a new single. Called Consumerism, and that would be the lovely Miss Lauryn Hill, who was just released after a 3-month stint for a tax evasion. And along with
that's
releasing,
she's working again.
You know, slightly. Well, she is also being released to start her 3-month home detention bid. So, but the thing is, she's going to be allowed to. She's going to be allowed to tour during that time period, even though there aren't any dates listed yet. She is being allowed to tour. But, yeah, so she has a new single out called Consumerism, and as soon as I find it, I will let you guys know whether it sucks or not, because, you know, before she got locked up, I don't know. Remember she did that.
Just throw it on us regardless. Don't even hear it yourself. Just find it and play it. You all be shocked at the same time.
Okay.
I like those type of encounters.
Okay. Well, I will say that that is it from Madam Boston for the national news and entertainment. And again, you
live
guys, if you're looking for, I would say, if they're looking for, you know, residual income, it was enter the open door.com.
Enter the open door.com.
I did that.
Explosion. Explosion. Hey, it's 10:23. We'll be right back.
Yo, what's that dude Save James? When I'm not doing push-ups and shots, I'm giving out free pap smears in the back in between sets on TM Hyman Radio Live. This is the station where you get it all in one stop. Get at us, TM Hyman Radio. We here to stay.
New York girl, them a mad over way. New York girl, them a mad over way. New York girl, them a mad over way. New York girl, them a mad over way.
Guzzle my second bottle, hope I don't catch a homo. Grossing that net simultaneously, making me climb higher. Heinous crimes behind me, search but can't find me. Fuck sadness, has this been you having this lavish habitual happiness? That mean you wouldn't look back, but you would have sex on condominium roof deck. So anyone move next, I hit you with two texts. Rockin' Roberto Cavalli, no show, no convertible. Mozzie, my Colombiana, mommy body beside me. Every tat means something, that's my word on my body. I have to lean something within my first shotty. My niggas is ignorant, put lead in your pigment. Just cause y'all was mad at all the years I was getting it. And 9-7 to 6, 9-8 to Bentley. Now it's a ghost phantom, and y'all can't stand them, but. With a square top pocket that snaps, where the gas at? Pass that, not you. You hold cracks in your ass track. I never did that. My socks where my stash was at. Yo, I used to listen to that Red Alert and Rap Attack. I fell in love with all that poetry, I mastered that. Cutting cool with preen team and fat cat bizarre. Future not crystal clear yet. Back a rat, now I'm the one who rapping queens. Way beyond your wildest dreams. Bottles on bottles with fatherless surround my team. That long cash get the baddest bitches out they jeans. 20 years in this game, looking 17. I don't lean, no codeine, promethazine. I just blow green, pick which bitch to bless the king. Although he's on to another chapter. Heavy D gave his beat to Salon for me to rapture. Yeah, yeah, New York is like an island, a big biker's island, the cops be out wildin'. All I hear is sirens, it's all about surviving. Same old two-step, try to stay alive with. They be out robbing, I've been out rhyming. Since born knowledge, like Prophet Muhammad say, the ink from a scholar worth more than the blood of a martyr. So I'ma keep it on till I see $1 billion. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Love motto choke ya, mommy pop it like she poster. Eyes red shot like I'm never sober. Big time smoker, Indonesia Doja. Many means you can hold up before you end up with up from my soldier. Darn shit, under fire I remain on some conscience. This for every ghetto in the hood. Nasa Don, Super Cat, the Don Dada. Understood.
TM Hyman Radio Live.
It's 10:27, and we were, before we went to break and got our entertainment news, we were discussing, will arguments always be a part of a relationship? Do you always have to argue? Does that woman have to nag? Does that man have to nag? And I don't think so. I don't think I think there should just be nice debates. I don't think we should be arguing. What's the arguing for?
That's
if you're
perfect
arguing,
word
something's
for it.
Wrong. You know, I don't have time to argue. You know, I don't have time for that nagging. A woman should never nag a man. That's not her place. She should play her position and vice versa. If you're nagging, something's wrong. Why we just can't talk about it? Let's discuss. Let's debate it. Let's talk it out like grown folk do.
Okay.
Debate is a very good word.
Debate is the perfect
absolutely
word to use for it.
It
perfect
is
word.
Okay. Yep. Agreed.
But what's nagging? I mean, like, for real, what's nagging?
Right. I mean, that debate thing, because it's like, that's why I just say initially, I don't like that I'm arguing with my lady. I said we're maybe having a heated debate. Because just because you may feel passionately about a position that you're taking, they may feel just as passionate about their position they're taking. So who are you to point the finger at the other person saying that now they can't feel like that when you expect them to be entitled to your feelings? You know what I'm saying? So all those things got to be kept in consideration whenever kind of topics get brought up. And, yeah, that debate word, that's the way to encapsulate that. That's how it should be. You shouldn't be arguing. You waste too much negative energy when you argue.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we spend too much time with petty arguments that really turn into grandstands, and all we're trying to do is really gain ground from the time we lost the argument a few days, a few weeks, and sometimes
mm-hmm
a few months ago. We're trying to rebound.
True.
True.
Very true.
Let it go.
Very
true.
Now let
right
me ask you all this, because this is going to be an even more hot topic. Should your significant other be entitled to your social media passwords?
That
brought
a
long silence at first.
No.
I don't agree with that.
What do you need it for? Sure. You trust me? If you trust me, you don't need it. Need it.
That's the point.
Yeah. That's kind of a touchy subject to talk, because I mean it could be taken in various different ways. I understand you're saying there's nothing to hide, I can look or whatever, but I'm just saying, you know, we can't control what other people may write and whether they may put out there, and then we don't have the time or the capacity to want to explain that somebody was trying to be funny, but then we may have some kind of history, and then something comes up, and then we start talking about this, and then it spins into a heated debate, it turns into an argument, turns into I hate you. Been cheating, and then because I'm feeling some kind of way now, like you said earlier, you know, since I'm feeling some kind of way about you now, it's going to make me more inclined to want to do something, that I'm going to have more of a wandering eye. See, it just started a maelstrom of problems that is unnecessary. And if you don't know what the word maelstrom means, find a dictionary and look it up. So,
we told you tonight, we were bringing you the urban male perspective up close and personal, and you got it right here. It's 10:31. When we come back, we easing into the adult conversation with St. James tonight, but we're going to keep the conversation going. Should your significant other have access to your social media passwords? Oh, my gosh. I say hell no. We'll be right back.
Not no, but
good
hey
God Almighty. Like back in the old days. You know, years ago they had the A&R man to tell you what to play, how to play it, you know, whether it's disco or rock. But we just went in the studio and we did it. We had champagne in the studio, of course, you know, compliments of the company, and we just laid back and did it. So we hope you enjoy listening to this album half as much as we enjoy playing it for you, because we had a ball. Only real music's gonna last. All that other bullshit is here today and gone tomorrow.
Like 91 Dan Marino, I swear this guy Michael Rapino's boosting my ego. Overly focused, it's far from the time to rest now. Debates growing about who they think is the best now.
Took a while, got the jokers out of the deck now. I'm holding all the cards and just wanna play chess now. I hear you talking, say it twice so I know you meant it. Shit, I don't even tend it, they should know who's in it. I'm authentic, real name, no gimmicks, no game, no scrimmage. I ain't playing with you at all. My classmates, they went on to be chartered accountants or work with their parents. But thinking back on how they treated me, my high school reunion might be worth an appearance. Make everybody have to go through security clearance. Tables turn, bridges burn, you live and learn. With the ink, I can murder word of my herb. Yeah, I swear this started clicking, dog. You know it's real when you are who you think you are. You had braces. The all black Maybach, but I'm not a racist. The inside's white in the Katy Perry's faces. Yellow diamonds in my Jesus. I just might learn to speak Mandarin. Japanese for the yen that I'm handling. International hoe, that's my handle. My Saint Chong gone, light a candle. El Gran Santo on the mantle. In case y'all didn't know, I speak Spanish too. Shout out the World Wide West. Everywhere we go, we leave a worldwide mess. Yes, still rock La Familia. Says a lot about you if you're not feeling us. The homie said, Hov, it ain't many of us. I told him less is more, plenty of us.
Cash brew, everything around me. Freeze. The money, dollar bill. Y'all.
Cake. 500 million, I got a pound cake. This is front and that's upside down cake. Get them a red nose, they clown cake. I should've never let you round cake. Look at my neck, I got a carrot cake. Now here's the icing on the cake. I'm just getting started, oh yeah, we got it. I done made more millionaires than Lotto did. Dame made millions, Big made millions. Ye made millions, Just made millions. Lior made millions, Cam made millions. Beans will tell you if he wasn't in the ceiling. I'm back in my bag. My eyes bloodshot, but my jet don't lag. A pair of Jordan 3's trying to chase this cab. Gucci airbag just in case we crash. Last night was mad trill. I'm fresh out of Advil. Jesus rather will.
That's that new Drake featuring Jay-Z, Pound Cake. I didn't really know how I felt about the Drake album before I heard that, but I would have to say I like that. It is 10:35 here in Itty Bitty Plant City, Florida. It is 4:35 a.m. in one of my most favorite exotic places I've never been to in the world, Dubai. And I'm joined by the rest of my T.M. Hyman Radio Live squad, my crew, my clique, the General T.M. Hyman himself, Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston, and Dee Dee, our girl. And right now we're going to throw off to my boy and yours. He loves push-ups and shots. He loves hype introductions. He likes to give pap smears in the back.
And I also hold a class on how to properly give yourself a breast health exam if you need me to do
some
visual.
That's not a bad thing right now for breast awareness month. So
see?
I will give you some applause
you
on that.
Right. We'll
give you your favorite intro.
Yeah. Got my tape clapping
in
the wind
again.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. This is what we're gonna do. We're not gonna really change gears too much, but I'm gonna tie in my question that I had on my roundtable discussion that I had into what we were previously just talking about. It had a lot to do with relationships. Now, when we talk about different aspects about asking questions like these too late into a relationship, the too late connotation, when could it be too late, ladies, I guess, for a guy to really kick it up to the next level, I would say. And what I mean by that is, I'm going to give an example of what I mean. There have been certain relationships that I know personally that have double-digit years of togetherness but no true solid commitment, meaning they haven't ever jumped the broom, never got married, but they've been boyfriend and girlfriend for up to 10 years plus. Is that a doable situation, or when is when are you going to say, all right, either you going to, for lack of a better term, I know you've seen the PG-13, you either going to shit or you want to get off the pot. Which one is it going to be?
You know, within the first, I would say, year and a half, really the first year, if you want anything more with that person past that term. After 3 years, you need to be trying to figure out if you're going to do just that, boo-boo, or keep it moving.
So, you say minimum of a year with the same person, you want to know, we should know as men what we really want to do or not.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And is that when the arm twisting commences after a year?
There's no arm twisting. There's no arm twisting that's going to go on.
That's garbage.
No.
That's garbage.
No arm twisting. You shouldn't have to twist his arm to be with you. If he knows he wants to be with you, then you'll see the natural progression of your relationship, whether it's you're making concrete plans or whether, you know, you're finding little hints around or, you know, just anything past 5 years in a relationship, especially when you're cohabitating, yeah, nah.
Mm-hmm. No dice.
None.
I think it's important for women to kind of know the real, though, because, I mean, for real, I mean, we are really looking for some very specific things as far as wifey material. And, you know, we identify, just like, you know, you all are looking for some things specifically in a husband. And so, I mean, it's some things just from the
real
that we identify that kind of, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a jump off, but we say immediately, you know, whether, you know, hey, that's wifey right there versus, you know.
Preach, bro. Preach. Preach. We can tell wife material from just a casual partner, a seasonal material. That's how I used to have my women. I used to have them seasonal. I used to have the mainstay for each season, and I would have my balanced electrons around that nucleus that we were formed.
We'd be the scientific formula.
Yeah, we've got to bring science into it. We'd be the protons and neutrons.
And we haven't even talked off air, but let me add a few variables to my man's formula, and we haven't even talked about the formula. Like three things specifically as it relates to chicks, right? Off the rip, we know you are not, I repeat, N-O-T, wifey material. Number one, well, I'll go to number three first and come up to number one. Number three, if you really don't get along with my friends, you can't really relate to any of my friends. Nine times out of ten, you're not wifey material. That's like number three. Number two, if you're really jealous and picky about who I associate myself with, number two, 9 times out of 10, you're not N.O.T. wifey
not a
material.
Chance.
Number one, I'm just trying to help women out here who think that even when you're beautiful and even when you got that gold, like you got it stacked up, you know what I'm saying? If number one, even if you're beautiful and got that gold, 9 times out of 10, you got wifey material if you're selfish and you want all the attention all the time. Get out of here.
Get out of here. Go find somebody else to walk over. Beat it. Find another doormat, man.
Women, you got to know these things because guess what? We will be with you. We'll kick you with you. For as long as you allow it, but we already made up in our mind that you're not wifey material. And over time, you become murderously angry when you should have picked up on that.
And you said the operative word, allow. That's how I used to live my life. I only go as far as you allow me to. I think that's most men. We'll go as far as your game.
True.
You let us jump off night one, we're going to jump off night one. We're not going to sit up here and say, get a certain stroke of ethic, moral ethics. Like, oh, wait. We're moving too fast, man. I think we need to get to know each other a little bit better. Maybe I'd invite you over to dinner, meet my mom first before. Nah, none of that. Conversation is out the window. If you let us know what's going down, guess what's happening? It's going down that night. But we're not going to judge you. And I can't say all of them, but I know I'm not going to judge you the next day. After it's done, I was like, hey, she know what she wants, and she went after it. Good for her. There's more women in the world like this, be a happier place. Be less confusion going on. Just go after it. No.
That's a setup.
Hey, the women are
you would not
right
wife
now.
Her.
Hey.
You would not wipe her. That is a setup.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
That's a setup.
You don't know
wow.
that. We could have connected on some next level. That, you know what I'm saying, off that
really
first day.
Really?
Hey, you never know.
Well,
Listen,
I got some best friends. I got some best friends that he told me that his wife right now was his jump off back then. It's possible. Hey, let's take a break.
I'm
we'll
coming.
Come right back. We'll keep it going. Hey, she was the jump off. Now she's the wife right now. Yes, get out of here.
So she knew what she was doing.
Hey, yo. This is the remix. I ain't say that in a minute. Miguel, Chris Montana, Bad Boy, Yo, Test Smooth.
Test Smooth, straight face.
Check it out. Me and your love is like sex. Like sex. My protection. My protection. My resurrect. Let's rock. I need it when I be stressing. You the ingredients to my blessing. Murdered the streets out, murdered the beach out. Jumped in convertible jeeps to peace out. Used to get you open, all gold bins. Gold ropes and gazelles with no lens. Know that bad boy game, cold as cocaine. Smooth like Coltrane, groovy like Soul Train. I'll kick in the door, waving the 4-4. If I ever hear you say that you don't love me no more, young. Let's rock, don't stop, come on. Oh yeah, you know we back, baby. Flying with your main squeeze. Watch her face freeze. Watch her bite a 100, baby, they don't make these. Beside you, Rose, Medusa, the lion head. True pimpin', no blue ribbon, just time bread.
Right.
And you can tell by the swag, baby. Shorty gon' bust it open for a bag, baby. Jump in the whip. Dippin' from the haters. Hey, damn, why you wanna stick me for my paper? Little mama scooped me in the big body.
Come on.
Blew her back out, now she tellin' everybody.
TM Hyman Radio Live. We're back. It's your boy, Sage James. I hope I'm not echoing. We're here with the whole team, TM Hyman, Miss Hot Chocolate, and CeeLo Boston. Is my girl Dee Dee still on the line with us or no? She's still here holding on?
Yeah, Dee Dee rocking with us.
She's still here holding on?
Okay, I'm here, baby. I'm here.
Okay, baby. Right on with your bad self. Anyway, we're gonna backtrack a little bit and go back to the original question: is the social network passwords a go if you're in a committed relationship for each other to have? I still say no.
Negatory.
And it seems like that seems to be a clean sweep across the board of why we say no. We heard. I don't know if you heard my reason. I think we heard Tim's reason. Who wants to weigh in, Regina? Ms. Hot Chocolate, how about you? What is your validation to the claim of no?
I just don't think that it really proves a trust factor for the person. Like, you know, they'll rope you into that. If you trust me, you'll let me have it because, you know, you shouldn't have anything to hide. But I don't have anything to hide, and you shouldn't really want to delve into it. It's like you're looking for something intentionally just to
That's
make
right.
out of nothing. So
That's right.
I don't think that type of unnecessary drama should be a part of the everyday problems that you have. Like, making a problem, why make a problem if there isn't one?
And I also kind of live by the creed of don't go looking for something because you just might find it.
Not you just might. You will find it because you're going
to
make up something out of nothing. You will find it. Just my two cents.
Of course. Madam CeeLo, you got some spare change to throw in this pot right here?
Yes. Why deal with somebody you don't trust in the first place? Like, yes, you should be able to have the password. I mean,
Somebody sign that sound effect of disappointed crowd.
Whatever. All I know is you shouldn't deal with nobody you shouldn't trust. I know that, why not? I'd give you my password. I don't care.
Isn't that just fueling the insecurity? It's not that I don't trust you or you can't be trusted. To me, that's the more reason why you shouldn't have it. We all are extended a measure of privacy. You want my password because somewhere lies an insecurity that's dormant. And if you have my password, that'll help ease your insecurity, which is your issue.
No, it's not the password.
There you go. There you go. Perfect.
Or actually, this is what she's doing.
Hey, you know what they say. See a broad to get that booty act. Leg a dollar, smack him, yak him. Cone got to be. You know? Shit.
That's that jab talk, Jack.
No, that's right. No. Okay, I mean, it's not like I'm saying hand me your password along with your key.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying it shouldn't be a big deal. It shouldn't. And, like, for instance, nobody sends me nothing crazy. I don't know why, but people don't. They just don't. Nobody sends me nothing crazy.
So you're trying to tell me that there's nothing on any of your social media sites that someone could mistake as risque or coming on to you or flirtatious and make something really severe out of it?
No, because, hold on, first of all, anybody who knows me is not going the people that are close to me know how I am. So it's like, if it was something, they would already known about it anyway. So, yeah, because I don't hide nothing.
So
I don't have the
memory
to hide things.
So how would you feel if you was willing to divulge your password? You asked him, he was like, hell to the nah. And so is that going to create an issue?
Yeah, because why?
See? Get it?
Yeah, because what are you hiding? I mean, it doesn't mean that I'm going to give you the password.
It's unnecessary.
I'm going to go get say, let me see what you got up here.
You just might one day want to feel froggy. I may have said some sketchy explanation on why I was late from work or something, when you thought I was supposed to go to the gym. If something came up instead that last minute that is normally out of that's not very characteristic of me to happen, but it just happened to be that day. And then here you go. And then you want to go start searching. You want to find something.
You want to find something.
You know what I mean? So it's just unnecessary. Just, no. We'll just leave it out. If you really trust me, you don't need that. That's how I look at it.
I second that.
Yeah, I keep getting muted, so
I heard that.
I don't know. Tell you.
We don't want to hear your side of it. We want to be loud and wrong.
Exactly. I just don't think that it should be that big of a deal. It shouldn't be that big of a deal, for real. It should.
Well, it's 10:53 p.m.
Just like I don't expect that person to go if I leave my passwords out. I don't expect that person to go and check, you know, all my social networks or what have you. I mean, I usually have them up anyway. So, you know, if they want to snoop, they can see whatever they want to see. I'm not, you know, it's just, I don't think that it should be nothing that should be a, it shouldn't be a secret.
Teach his own.
It is.
Yeah, he
didn't
get my
money. I know that's
right.
Because you know why? Because y'all scandalous. Y'all scandalous.
Absolutely
y'all
not.
Scandalous.
No. I just don't want something that's sent in jest. I don't want something that's sent in jest to be made into a very big non-existent issue.
Yes, but what if, okay, so you're telling me that people just arbitrarily send you out of the way comments. That means that
they may not even be sending them directly to me. They might just be on my feed, and the person may think subliminally they're talking to me because I'm friends with them.
Well, hopefully
we're gonna take a break. We'll come right back. You're in tune to TM Hotel Radio Live. Hey, it's Hump Day. We humping along. Back in a moment.
Everybody, Madam Boston. That was Blurred Lines with Pharrell and
Robin Thicke.
Yes.
And Marvin Gaye.
And, Okay? You did not have to add that. Okay? Well, you're listening to TM Hyman Radio.
And look, Stevie,
you know what?
Sure did.
Okay, now look, before we went into music break, okay, so we were talking about the fact that how, like, you know, like men aren't that judgmental when it comes to, you know, having sex on the first date. And my point of view was that women know, you know, within the first, you know, 5 minutes that whether she's going to have sex with a man or not. Or, you know, and it's usually that or until he says something stupid, you know. And I don't know. How do you ladies feel about that?
DD in that.
Huh?
Very much
yeah,
so.
Y'all know.
We do know within
we,
the first
we can tell
that.
Y'all. We can tell y'all.
We, exactly. We know y'all know.
Oh, you can tell
how do we know we know?
Exactly. How you know we know we know?
Because we, we've been the recipient, because we've been recipients of knowing in the past.
Exactly. I know that.
And we've heard know enough to know when a yes is on the way. Trust me.
Okay.
Knowing is half the battle.
Yeah.
Hey, but
okay,
I do agree. Hey, Tito, that's right. Until we say something stupid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it usually works that way. And then the first time y'all say something stupid, that's when the gate, the drawbridge goes up and y'all get
straight
pushed away. All right. You done said enough. And then if you're cute enough, though, we might overlook.
Hey, we're back. We're back inside the Friday Night Cypher. We are literally up out of here. Hey, T, we, hey, good show. We out. Hey, take us home.
Yo, whatever you do, do it well. See y'all on Friday.
Oh,
come on, late boy.
Yeah, you know me, man. Roll dead, man.
We are TM Hyman Radio, the General, Hot Chocolate, Faith James, Madam Boston, and we'll see you on Friday.
Get your beard game up, fellas.
Talk radio show. Real talk. Talk radio show.